Good morning. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas. Thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, yo estaré contigo. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, no te quemarán, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. You are precious and honored in my sight. God is with us always and calls each of us by name. When we pass through difficulties and stress, God is with us and calls us by name. Blessed be the one who knows us and calls us by name. Amen. Pray with me. Holy God, Dios Santo, Padre Amado, we gather here because you have called out each of us by name. En amor nos levantas, en amor nos juntas. This morning, we come rejoicing, for you have called Hannah and Gabriel to the waters of baptism to give their lives to you. In gladness, we go with them to the waters, where we meet you once again. Amen. As we sing, Lord, listen to your children praying, I invite the children to come forward.
Oh.
Children may come forward. We have any more? Good morning. How are you? I'd like to show you a picture. So Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, before he started healing anyone, went to the Jordan River to be baptized. And when he was baptized and dunked in the water by John the Baptist and brought back up, God spoke to him and said, "You are my beloved son. I am very happy with you." So today, we have a couple young people, Hannah and Gabriel, who have decided to follow Jesus and to be disciples. So it's our custom that when someone decides to be a disciple, that they go to the waters and are baptized, just like Jesus was baptized, as a sign that they will follow him in their life. And we remember that God loves all of us, and God loves them, and is very happy with them and with us on this special day. So, we're now going to gather together to watch them be baptized, and we're all going to go and sit on that far pew there, all right? So we have a good view.
Invite everybody to turn to number 576. We're going to sing the first two verses. Just stay seated. The first two verses of "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus" as we prepare for the baptism.
Sisters and brothers, God created each one of us in love. And God waits for our response. God says to us, "You are my beloved." And God also asks, "Do you love me? Will you live for me?" And so, as Pastor Catherine said to the children, we have two young people today who are ready to answer yes to those questions. They will say yes to God this morning with their words, and then they will say yes to God with their lives for the whole rest of their life. For baptism truly is, as the Apostle Paul said, the beginning of a new life in Christ. As Paul said in his letter to the Christians in Rome, "Don't you know that all who share in Christ Jesus by being baptized also share in his death? When we were baptized, we died and were buried with Christ. We were baptized so that we would live a new life, as Christ was raised to life by the glory of God the Father." Let us prepare for baptism in prayer. O holy and everlasting God, let your Spirit hover over these waters as of old. May those who are about to enter them in faith hear in their hearts the echo of your voice. "You are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased." May your love and your power enter their lives this day to seal them as Christ's own forever. And may your grace support them in the lifelong task of Christian discipleship and carry them home into life everlasting in your presence and glory. Amen. Hanameh has prepared and studied and prayed and is ready to be baptized. And Cece Linares will read Hannah's statement of faith.
Good morning, fellow church members, friends, and family. This morning, I would like to thank all of you for everything you have done for this church and community. When I first came to this church 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't know how to pray, read the Bible, or what it means to be a Christian. As these last few years, I have been coming to this church, the people, pastors, and fellow friends have taught me so much. I can truly say that this church has changed me into a better person. I have learned so much about what it means to be children of God and what it means to be a Christian. I'm not afraid to pray in front of my prayers or share God's words with others. As in Matthew 10:33 say, if you deny me in front of your friends, I will deny you in front of my Father in heaven. I said, today I want to accept Christ as my Savior and be a follower of his now and forevermore. To conclude, I want to share the first Bible verse that I learned and to read and memorize, which inspired me to keep waiting to learn more about the Word of God. It's John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life.
Amen. Hannah, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Do you promise to follow him all the days of your life?
Yes.
And do you promise to take your place in the body of Christ, joining in its loving fellowship and mission in the world?
Yes.
Upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ and in obedience to his divine command and example, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Buenos días. You know, I was talking to the pastoral team this past weeks. She mentioned, you know, we have baptized a lot of people here. And I was like, I got curious about it, and I went to David Filer's office and said, David, pull me the data out. And so, yes, we have baptized a lot of people. But such an honor and privilege for me this morning to baptize my own son. And I think it is more special to me because when I was around 10 or 11, that I came to know Christ too. And so, you know, you don't plan it that way, but that's how it happens. And maybe I can say that's how God works. So I'm really excited this morning to be baptized in Gabriel. And Gabriel, I'm gonna ask you a couple questions. Have you received Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Before I do that, I have Yanira still waiting to come and read the faith statement.
Good morning. It was an honor, it is an honor for me to be reading Gabriel's statement of faith, because I've known you for, gosh, so many years. And this is what Gabriel wrote. My family has been connected to God for many years. Both my mother's side and my dad's side of the family have all been in real great relationships with God, whether being a pastor or a regular member of church. I was brought into the church by my mom and dad. My mom was a Sunday school teacher, and my dad became a pastor. This brought me into the church. I never really liked to go to church, but now I see what church can teach you and what God can teach you. I found out that the Bible could teach me more things than I already know. Once I got my youth Bible, I started to read it, and I realized there was more to the old boring stories. I realized they were not boring because there were a lot of details left out when I was a kid. My relationship with God has grown in the last year. I talked with a pastor, and he helped me to realize a lot more of what God can do. He told me a story that changed the way I think about God. I believe that God is what the Bible describes him as. God is our Savior and our Father. I believe that Jesus is God coming as a human to save us from our sins. Getting baptized for me means to follow my beliefs. That means I am decided to give my allegiance to God. My relationship to the church is not only to become a part of God's family, but to help others as well. I'm going to continue my journey with God and see where it leads me. I will pray and read my Bible and be a part of the church.
And Gabriel, do you promise to follow God, Jesus, the whole Trinity, all the days of your life?
Yes.
And now I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gabriel Reyes.
To invite the congregation to stand as you are able and sing together the last two verses of I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, and we are grateful that the Spanish congregation joined us during this period of the service, but they will go back downstairs for the completion of their service. Let us sing together. Today's scripture lesson is taken from 2 Kings chapter 2, starting at verse 9. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." And he responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet you see me as if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and of horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. he picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Here in the reading of God's holy word.
Oh. Okay, you're going to have to help me today. Leaving people you love dearly is not an easy thing to do. I remember when I was a little kid, we would pack up the whole family, that would be five of us, my two older brothers, my mom and my dad, early in the morning, usually about 3 o'clock in the morning, because my mother wanted to drive all the way from Toledo, Ohio to Oxford, North Carolina in one day. Now this is before some of the major highways, right? And you know, curving around the mountains and whatever. But she would get there because sometimes she'd be driving so fast that my dad would be like, "Charlotte, slow down!" But she was on her way home to be with her family. And so we'd get there by late that evening. And then we would have 2 weeks together, usually the first part of July, wonderful weeks of sharing with family, with my grandparents and my aunts and my uncles, my extended family. We'd just have a great old time. You know, we'd have barbecues and fried chicken. Oh, boy, do I miss that. But then the end of the 2 weeks would come. And the scene was like this. We all had packed up the trunk of the car, and my mom and my grandmother and my aunt, her sister, my mom's sister, would be up at the front of the car, and they'd be hugging and they'd be crying and they'd be saying, "Oh, you know, how difficult this is. When are we going to see you next? It's going to all be away until next summer." And I'd be standing there watching all that going on at the front of the car. And then at the back of the car, my grandfather and my uncle would be saying to my dad, "Open up the trunk." So he'd open up the trunk, and then all of a sudden, potatoes and corn and beans and tomatoes even were being stuffed into the trunk. And later I figured out that was their way of expressing their love and their and stuffing those potatoes and corn into the trunk was because for those men, they were stuffing their feelings into the trunk because they had a hard time expressing it. But boy, do I remember when we were driving away and I'd look back and I'd see my grandmother and my aunt and even my grandfather and my uncle with tears in their eyes. How difficult it is to say goodbye to people that we love so dearly. You see, that's what was going on for Elisha and Elijah. You see, Elisha had sat at the feet of Elijah for years, had learned and had grown and had been led by Elijah, this great prophet, and he was deeply, deeply attached to Elijah. In the story before what we read, Elijah is on his journey to be leaving, and everywhere he goes, Elisha says, "Oh, no, no, I'm coming with you. I'm staying close. You're not getting out of my sight. No way. Uh-uh. You're not going without me." And then finally, we get to this point where Elisha says, "Okay, okay, okay. What can I give you? What can I leave you? Because I am leaving." And that's when Elisha says, "Well, you can give me a double share of your spirit." A double share of your spirit. And Elisha says, "Wow, that's a hard thing to give. But if you keep your eye on me as I go up to heaven, and if you see me going up to heaven, then you'll get it." But I was thinking about the feelings that were going on for Elisha and Elijah. There was sadness and grief going on. Elisha was losing his leader, and Elijah was leaving behind all the work that he had done. Maybe there was confusion. Elisha maybe was saying, well, why are you leaving now? Everything's going so well. Why leave now? And maybe there was some fear and anxiety about what's next. You know, what's going to happen? And so Elisha asked for a double share of the Spirit. It's sort of like asking for a guarantee from Elijah that his influence will continue in Elisha's life. And even at that moment, at least there was also a little bit of joy and excitement and anticipation for Elijah, because he was going to be with God. He was going to be with God for eternity. And there was a need for Elisha to trust God. Trust God for what was ahead, the new adventure. And so it says in the passage that Elijah leaves and Elisha picks up the mantle that had been dropped by Elijah. And he goes up to the water and he says these words. I want to get them exactly right. Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Can you hear Elijah saying, God, are you still with me? Elijah, my leader, is gone, but are you still with me? And he takes the mantle, and he reaches it out, and the water parts. Boy, does that make you think of the Red Sea parting, when Moses parted it, Elijah parted it, and Elijah. That's God at work. God is still with us. And so Elijah crosses over for the new adventure that is to be his life as a prophet. You know, right now, this is the graduation season in our lives, right? And think about all of the people who are going through graduations, whether it's eighth grade graduation or high school or college or graduate school, wherever it is, especially for the little ones. I think sometimes the parents are like, at eighth grade graduation or high school graduation, they're like, when did you grow up? Can't you just stay that little kid that I enjoyed? Why are you growing up? There's sadness and grief, even for the students who, you know, are going to be going to a new school and leaving their friends behind, and there's an end of a chapter of their lives. Yet there's joy and excitement for them that they've accomplished something. That I remember when I graduated, I was so happy that I passed, you know, that they were actually going to give me a certificate of graduation. But there's also confusion. What's next? What's going to happen? But anticipation of what is next. There's also some fear and anxiety. Will there be work if I graduate from high school or college? Is there going to be work? Anxiety, what will it be? Where will it be? When will it be? How will it be? So there's a need in graduating to also have trust, to trust in God, that God who's brought us through to that point will continue to carry us through. There's anxiety yet, but also there's a new adventure that's ahead. When you walk across that stage and you pick up that graduation certificate, it's like picking up your mantle and taking it forward into the life that is ahead. You know, today is the last time that Pastor Carol and I will be leading you at the Lord's table as your pastors. There's sadness and grief. Because we've shared so much. And this is the end of that relationship. There's confusion, maybe. Why now? Well, all I can answer to that is, where, you know, you pay us to pay attention to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God said it was time. So, you know. Maybe there's fear and anxiety. Are we going to be lost without our leaders that have been with us for two decades, anxiety of what's ahead. But you know, when we come to the Lord's table, it is not just a sad and solemn occasion. It is a celebration. Because when the Lord had that Last Supper with his disciples, he was reminding them that in this bread, it represents my body that was broken for you. In this cup, it represents the shed blood that was poured out for you. And in the process of the experience of Jesus' life, there is joy and excitement as we come to this Lord's table. And that there is anticipation of what is ahead for all of us. That no matter what we are feeling, we are called as we come to this table, all of us, to trust in God. For God is all of our ultimate leader, the one who will show us the way and does in Christ Jesus. What's ahead? Who knows? But it will be a new adventure. I can tell you with all certainty that the work of North Shore Baptist Church will go on. Young people being baptized. Dedication of young people. A couple weeks ago with Jen and Mel and their daughter Maggie. A couple more coming next Sunday to dedicate their children. New members will continue to join. I think we have 5 new members joining next Sunday. And today we will read together the new church covenant in all. It's written in 4 languages to capture who we are as this church. The last 2 decades has been very special. Deeply meaningful time. Now, not always perfect or smooth sailing, but always engaging and exciting. We've been filled with love and with laughter, sometimes in the same exact experience. I remember a number of years ago going to John Dawson's house, early December, just before he died at the end of that year. And what an amazing experience of 50 people of the church going to his house. He was laying there. He rose up. He directed us as we sang Christmas carols. And he spoke to each person and asked what was going on in their lives. It was a holy moment of love, and there was also laughter in that time. There's been serious moments, and there's been hilarious moments. Anybody who's ever been to one of the square dances know there's been hilarious moments. There's been births and weddings and, yes, deaths. There's been amazing people who have come and who have gone. There's been times of clearly understanding one another and times of wondering what the other was trying to say. Thank you all for being trusted companions on this wonderful journey of faith together as North Shore Baptist Church. For next Sunday, our leg of this race with you will come to an end, and we will pass the baton, the mantle, on to all of you. And you will seek and find the new leadership that God has in store for you. We trust you all to carry forward this mantle of this amazing cross-cultural church community of faith known as North Shore Baptist Church. One church with many cultures. One word, Jesus Christ, with many languages. And one God with many perspectives. After all, we are Baptists. I challenge you today to remember to follow God's vision for you, and you will continue to flourish
as we have flourished over these last 20 years. Amen. You know, when you're the pastor, you get to choose the hymns. And one of my favorite hymns is Be Thou My Vision. So let us stand as we are able and sing together, Be Thou My Vision.
Before God in prayer, what is on your hearts this day? What are the joys? What are the burdens that you bring and would like to share?
Carol?
Yes, Susan.
It's a joy to have Randy back after his
Amen.
Harrowing experience. And I noticed that he is advertising his bicycle helmet by putting it on the organ. So we're very, very grateful and happy that he's back and back in the saddle.
I'll tell you, Randy, people are wondering what's going to happen when we're gone, but when you're gone, man, oh man, it's hard for us to get through a service. And I noticed that helmet as I came down off the platform, and I said, yeah, that's really appropriate that it's visible up there because that's a symbol of love and our love for you. We pray for your continued healing, that that hand might get better quickly. Lord, in your mercy.
Here.
Sarah.
Hey.
Yeah. Matt, we pray God's blessing on you as you begin a new year. And we know that this is going to be a big, momentous year in your life. So, yes, we pray that God would continue to bless and guide and enrich your life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Others. Chandra, I think you've got somebody with you. Oh, God bless you, and how wonderful it is to see you and your little ones. So, for anyone who doesn't know, Chandra and, I'm sorry, tell me your name. Madhuri, that's right. Chandra and Madhuri were here some time ago, and then Madhuri went home to have a baby, And Chandra went home to India for a while, and they had another child, and then he came back. Chandra's been here with us for a while. Went back and got Madhuri and the kids to bring them here to the States. And what a joy it is to see your family together and to welcome you back here into our community. We give thanks to God for your safe journey, and we pray God's blessing on you as you're together again here in Chicago. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Others, Dawn. Today is the 5th. Yes, you're right. Yeah, Laura and Cy have their, I believe it's their 7th, is my math right? Their 7th wedding anniversary tomorrow. So yes, we pray God's blessing on them in their new life in Boston, which is going well. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Cece. Next Tuesday. Oh, wow. Finishing a school year and getting out for the summer is such a big deal. And we pray that God will give you the most wonderful summer you've had yet. And we thank God for your great school year that's behind you. Unfortunately, your friends here in Chicago have a few more weeks before they can join you on summer vacation. But we pray for you, Amber and Amanda, and we thank God for you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayer. Anybody else? Am I missing anyone? Yeah. Well, let's join our hearts together and continue before God in prayer. Oh, holy God, you've given us a great joy today. The joy of welcoming into our community and into your church in all times and places, Hannah and Gabriel, two young people who have come to the water of baptism. We pray that you would grant them, these new servants of yours, grant that they might grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ. Fill them with the joy of your presence. Nurture in them the fruit of your spirit, love and peace and patience and kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Guide, protect, and uphold them through all of the challenges that they will face as they grow into adulthood. Let us never give them any cause to be disillusioned about your way or your church. O holy God, we also pray this morning for this, your church, for this congregation. Keep us steadfast in our calling to serve you in this city and to be a witness to your breaking down of the walls that divide people. Keep us steadfast to your calling to be generous with all of our resources and to love each other with forgiveness and patience and to be like a light set on a hill. Oh God, guide this congregation and its leaders in wise discernment in the days ahead. And reveal to us the challenges and joys that you have in store for the next chapter of our lives. O holy God, as this is a time of joy and new beginning, it is also a time of loss. And we pray that you would attend to us in our many losses, when our babies are no longer babies and our children become adults, when neighbors move away, when one chapter in life yields to another, when dreams crash and burn, when strong bodies weaken, when those we love are called to heaven. As we walk through the valley of the shadow of loss, sustain us. Sustain us with an ever-growing awareness of your presence, for you are the one who never leaves us. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you to worship of God here at North Shore Baptist Church today, and we would encourage you to take one of the welcome pads that are on either ends of the pews and to record your attendance with us so we might know who is here. Also, at the end of the service, if there's somebody around you, close to you, that you don't know, please greet them and introduce yourself. Today is the last day of Sunday school classes for this academic year, so if you're part of a class, be sure to go today. You probably got some things to wrap up and some goodbyes to say. I think the children will be working on whatever presentation they have for the rest of us next week at our Sunday school closing celebration, so that's important. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, there will be a youth talent show to raise money for the mission trip to Iowa later on this summer. And that's going to be our young people, but also the other young people in the Edgewater Youth Coalition. There is a group of churches and led by Emily Heitzman, who many of you remember, a group of churches whose youth groups together will be going on that mission trip. So come on back at 4 o'clock. There will be a free will offering. That will be the way that that event will support the kids going on a mission trip to Iowa. Next week is a big Sunday here at North Shore. All of the congregations, all the language groups will be worshiping at their regular time. And then during the Sunday school hour, beginning at 11:30, we'll come back here into the sanctuary for the closing of the Adventures in Learning year celebration. We will honor our graduates, we will thank our teachers, we'll have presentations from the kids, so you don't want to miss that. And then, of course, at 12:30, I think there might be a little something. We don't know much about it, which we're not supposed to know much about it, but there will be a reception and celebration of our last Sunday here as your pastors. And so now, as we continue in worship, we give thanks to God for all that with which we've been blessed, and we participate in God's work in the world by giving of our tithes and our offerings.
Sing to the Lord, ye heavenly hosts, and the earth adore. Let death and hell through all their hosts stand, trembling at his power. His sounding chariot shrieks most high, he makes his court his throne. There all the souls are climbing high, till vengeance starts them down. His nostrils breathe a crying stream, and from his lips a whole town. A sovereign voice he cries of pains, and thunder roars are long.
Think, O my soul, of a dreadful day, when this insensate God shall rend the sky and burn the sea and fling his wrath abroad. Let all that dwell above the sky and earth and sea come spy to lift thy glories high.
Holy God, in baptism we have promised to follow you, supporting your loving work with our money is a part of that promise, and so we pray that you would accept these gifts and make us ever more generous in all of our living, for Jesus' sake. Amen. As we gather at the Lord's table this morning, our hymn is number 700, We Are God's People.
Thank you.
when we gather here at the Lord's table, we do not gather primarily as individuals, one person and another person and another person. We gather as one body, the body of Christ, God's people, all together. And as a congregation, we have a new covenant that was written by a small group representing this whole church with ideas that came from the whole congregation and has been translated into four languages. And so as to affirm the fact that we are one body, Christ's body, we're going to read our new covenant together in worship as we gather at the Lord's table. It is on the goldenrod sheet in your bulletin, and it is in English on one side and Korean on the other, so that everyone may join in as we read this together. And if we're short a few copies up front, we'll see if we can share. I'm going to hand mine down here and come and stand over here and read over this shoulder. Okay, I can see it. I can see it. And Agnes has better eyes than mine. All right. Thank you, Nicholas. I think they need one right there. Thanks so much. So look on with a neighbor if you can. Woven together by God's love in Christ, we promise to celebrate and share our differences in language, culture, and perspectives. As Baptists, we will respect each other's freedom of conscience in relationship to God. We promise to humbly welcome friends and strangers as God has welcomed us. We will not put up barriers to anyone's participation in the life of our church. We promise to love each other with loyalty and forgiveness, sharing joys and heartaches, and caring for each other in times of need. We promise to be a worshiping community that gathers regularly to hear the word proclaimed, pray together, baptize new believers, and find unity at the Lord's table. We promise to continually grow in love of God and neighbor through personal prayer, devotion, Bible study, and service. We promise to learn together and to teach Christian faith to all ages in ways that honor our various languages and cultures. We promise to use all that we have with care and to generously support God's work with our money, time, and abilities. We promise to cherish our wider American Baptist family and to work for Christian unity and interfaith understanding. We promise to live out the good news, spread Christ's love, justice, and healing at home and around the world. When the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness hungry and thirsty, God gave them manna from heaven and water from a rock. Because God feeds us, body and soul. When it was late in the day, and the crowds listening to Jesus on the hillside were tired and hungry, Jesus prayed over a little boy's lunch, and it was enough to feed a multitude. Because God feeds us, body and soul. When Jesus gathered with his friends in an upper room on the night before he was killed, they were anxious. They were afraid of what was to come. But Jesus took bread. He took bread and wine, and he said, "I give myself, all of myself, for you. And this bread and this cup, they are the sign. And so with them, remember me. With them, you can remember me, and in them, I will always be with you." So when we who love the Lord gather around this table weary and aching or confused or joyful or blessed or stressed or full to overflowing or empty and aching, Jesus meets us here. Jesus meets us here in the bread and the cup. Jesus meets us here in the circle of beloved sisters and brothers. Jesus meets us in the song in our mouths and in the silent prayer of our hearts. Jesus meets us here and feeds us, body and soul. So come, all who love Jesus, all who love Jesus, come and be fed. For the Apostle Paul said, "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and he broke it, and he said, 'This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way also, after supper, he took the cup and he gave thanks. He said, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it, remember, I'm with you. I'm with you always.'" Pastor Doug has the prayer for the bread and the cup.
Let us join our hearts together in prayer. O holy God, thank you for the gift of those who gathered with your Son Jesus in that upper room. Thank you for the gift of your Son Jesus who shared this bread and from this cup that we might remember his life and his death and his resurrection. Thank you for all of those who have followed him through the years, those faithful here at North Shore Baptist Church who've gone before us and those who are yet to come. For we are with all of them as we gather at this table to remember and to celebrate the gift of your love given to us all in the gift of your Son and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
This represents God's love poured out for us in the gift of Jesus the Christ. Take in remembrance of his love. Scripture tells us that they went out to the Mount of Olives after they had that Last Supper together and sang a hymn. And so it is our tradition here to stand as we are able and join hands together and sing the first stanza of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds Our Hearts Together in Christian Love. Let's stand. Look about and see the marvelous God who has brought us all together, as diverse as we are, and yet together and one family of faith. And now may the peace of Christ, the peace of Christ that surpasses all of our understanding, be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen.